إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال تعالى في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال أيضا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحديث حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة في البدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد Verily all praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our master, our cherisher, our sustainer, Lord of all the worlds. To Allah azza wa jal we turn to in all our affairs. We turn to Allah azza wa jal because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only disposer of affairs. And so we entrust every single aspect of our being, every single affair of ours, be it an affair of happiness, be it an affair of sadness, we entrust it all back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we state with full conviction in our hearts that our beloved and noble Prophet, Al-Habib, Al-Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the final messenger to whom Allah azza wa jal sent the final guidance, the final reminder, the final revelation to all of humanity, not only to Muslims, but to all of humanity, all of us who are sitting here, and those who the message have not reached as yet, and they are on the streets. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open their hearts, that the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches into their hearts. The message of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the finality of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reach their hearts as well. And they will be able to join us here in his house subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved brothers and sisters, we are rapidly coming down to the end of Dhul Hijjah. And this marks for us, we just came out of the pilgrimage of Hajj. And what are the lessons of Hajj? What did Hajj taught us? For us who were here, who remained here, who stayed back, and for those who went and performed Hajj, it was a Hajj, alhamdulillah, as people have echoed there, that for 20 years they have not experienced this type of Hajj. And this type of Hajj, because on the day of Yawmul Arafah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Hajj is Arafah. If you're able to make it to Arafah, you have performed Hajj. If the plains of Arafah are here and you step in one step and you spend a moment in Arafah and you step out, it will be considered as if you perform Hajj. And so this year in Arafah, there were massive thunderstorms and massive rains. What did Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about rain? When the rain is falling, what do? We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a time to implore and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So not only this year, Arafah, is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brags to the angels. And we say brags to the angels, why? We know when Allah Azza wa Jal created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, He put him to lie down. And the angels questioned, they said, Ya Allah, are you going to create a new creation? Who will cause bloodshed and fasad and corruption on the earth? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, you do not know what I know. So that exchange, and we know what happened in that incident when Iblis refused to bow down to Adam alayhi salatu was salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused all the names of things to manifest on the tongue of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, to show this superior creation. But that incident, when the angels told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in response on Yawmul Arafah, when we stand on Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angel, look at my abd, look at my servants as they gathered here to beg, to ask of me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the response back to the angel. It happens on Arafah. And it's a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down to this sama, the lowest Allah will come down to, in His majesty, Allah Azza wa Jal. So to stand on the plains of Arafah is not an easy matter. It's not Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, even if when we stand on Yawmul Arafah and we come with loads of sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at all the creation, all the servants there, and forgives everyone, perhaps because of one or two of his abd. What a congregation to be in. And when you return from Arafah, you must know that Allah Azza wa Jal has freed us of our deficiencies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a chance, afforded us to be there. Not money. Arafah and Hajj is not about money. Arafah and Hajj is about who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to be there. And so when we are not there, perhaps we need to see why. What is preventing me? All of us should make niyyah. All of us should make the niyyah. Don't feel it will happen like that. And so the Hajj is a culmination of every single act of ibadat. This year we saw people, and you probably saw some of the clips already that are coming out. People who were walking, and one child was walking, and then all of a sudden the child become very agitated. And then when you look, you realize that how hot the place is, and this child does not have a slipper. So the child is making a fuss so that the mom and the other kids stop, and they would take a slipper from one of the other child and give to her. And then they would walk a bit, and then they would exchange. You see the ummah at its core. You get to see the ummah at its core. Who we really are as a nation, as humanity. And also when we lose hope in humanity, Hajj is that experience that reinvigorates the fact that you should not lose hope in humanity. Like the soldier, like one of the policemen, when he saw this old man struggling, he picked him up and walked for about 3 miles and put him to his camp. You see people go out of their way to help others, and this should restore our hope in humanity. How about the people who are not experiencing this, who are not Muslims and don't have the opportunity to see this? Hajj is about connecting with each other, more so connecting with you and I, connecting with the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Be they from Bangladesh or Pakistan or India or Guyana or Australia, they were all there saying the same thing. What were they chanting? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Acknowledging the call of our father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And so the Hajj, my beloved brothers and sisters, brings out in us qualities that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, Chapter 2, verse 222 of the Holy Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah was gazing upon the abd, what were they doing? They were crying and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loved those who turned to Him constantly in repentance. The best place to ask forgiveness. The best place to empty our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the pilgrims, the hujjaj, they were engaged in begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at-tawbah. They were making and asking Allah's repentance, a quality that is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqeen. Every khutbah we say this, the verses of Ramadan and fasting, for us to develop a taqwa. And when we go to Hajj, and when we stand on Arafah, and when we see the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moving in the heat, 110, 115, 120 degrees, walking without any complaint whatsoever. Zero complaint, only one thing. They're there for one purpose. They're cultivating taqwa. They're cultivating, making istighfar. They're looking for an opportunity to help. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqeen, another attribute that Allah loves. And in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 134, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love those people who have ihsan. What is ihsan? We worship Allah as if we see Allah. And if we cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that Allah sees us. How many more times does it have to be when we stand in our salah, we continue to think or being distracted from the dunya? Or we've been distracted by the dunya. Did I forget this? Did I do that? Did I do that? The time has come, my beloved brothers and sisters, for us to develop this quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, al-ihsan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, in chapter 5, verse 42 of the Holy Quran, Inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love those who judge in equity. When we look at our brother, be it here or there, we are fair and just. Al-adl. This is one of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore likes when we become people of al-adl, when we take on this attribute of being just to people. And this does not have to be Muslims. This quality transcends our deen, transcends this ummah. The people who are outside, perhaps this is what they want to see. People being just to them. And this will switch them on. So these qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, if we are to inculcate and focus, and we can heighten them in us, it will not be only beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we become agents of change. When we stand within our colleagues, when we stand with our co-workers, and our friends and family, these qualities that we embody, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, they will attract people. This is the Muhammadan Noor. And the very nature of light, when we put a light, when we have a light or a candle or a lamp, what happens to the flies? They are attracted, they come to the light. This is what our world needs. People who have these qualities. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 146, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wallahu yuhibbu sabirun. In Hajj, what is sabirun? If you don't have sabirun, if you don't have sabr, then Hajj becomes difficult for you. So Hajj teaches us this quality of being as sabirun, from being from the people who cultivate as sabr. Patience, beautiful patience. It is not about me anymore. My brother needs help, my sister needs help, this one needs some water, this one needs that. Let me be an agent for them. Be sabr with people. I've seen people, you make wudu. Someone is sitting next to you, but his manner of spitting and his manner of making wudu is something that makes you repulsive because perhaps he's spitting and it's getting on you. As-sabirun, recognize that he does not have the same type of approach like you. Someone may need something more than you. Someone may need a water to drink more than you. Be sabr, have sabr, and give them. This was the qualities of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And my beloved brothers and sisters, this brings us to a quality that not only in Hajj do we cultivate it, but in these times that we live in, these times, these troubled times when the Ummah is being bombarded, these times when our brothers and sisters are being kicked in Kashmir, when our brothers and sisters all over the world are being tormented just for saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Has nothing to do with being Indian. Has nothing to do with looking like being Indian. Has nothing to do with our color, our creed. It has to do with our belief. Has to do with us being saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And in these troubled times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exemplifies in the Holy Quran a quality that you and I should embody. You and I should take on this quality. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 159, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna Allaha yuhibbul mutawakkilin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the Hajj? It was a trial for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order him to do? Sacrifice his son. Which one of us, if we were told to do something like this, are prepared to do it? Understand something. We know this story. We know this story because we know this story also, how this story ends. But put your place in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he's given the command, he does not know how it's going to end. This is a big difference. When we speak and we narrate back the story, we know how the story ends. So we know that Ibrahim alayhi salatu will be okay. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not know this. What he did was to put tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam put tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we do the rami. We go to the jamarat and we pelt at the points where the shaitan attacked Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. This was Hajj, embodying the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Tawakkul, putting trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The child and the parents who have their kids and they're walking and they're going to perform each one of the rituals and not having a slipper for one of their child, they have tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The old man who is there, who is frail, and he can't make it any longer. He doesn't have a shoe and walking on the tarmac or walking in the desert, 110 and 115 degrees. He had tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The farmer in India, he said he's been waiting for 30 or 40 years to go to Hajj. And he couldn't wait any longer. The only possession he had was this farm that he had. His source of income. And he said, that's it. I can't wait another year. And he decided, I'm going to sell it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for me. That is tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the lady from Indonesia, the lady who was collecting bottles, we see these people outside. They're walking with their trolleys and they're picking up recyclable bottles. And for a number of years, about 25 years, then she amassed the money to come to Hajj. And this year she made the Hajj, alhamdulillah. This desire, my beloved brothers and sisters, this tawakkul that we have to have, this renewing of attachment to the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam happens in Hajj. And you see the best qualities of your brothers and sisters. You see someone embodying each one of these beautiful qualities. It is quite a spectacle. So today, my reminder to all of us and to myself is for us to have a yearning to make the Hajj, to be connected to this ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To make sure that we're embodying these qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves these qualities. And if we embody them, then how beloved. When Allah loves you, what happens? Allah tells Angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, Ya Jibreel, I love so and so, so you love him. And what does Angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam do? He announces it to the heavens. He said, O inhabitants of the heavens, Allah and Jibreel loves this person, so you love them as well. And then what happens on earth? It is also announced for the people of the earth to love you. My beloved brothers, the prescription is with the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not something that is in books. It is a living tradition that we have. And unless you and I embodied it, we would not taste the halawa of it. We would not taste the sweetness of it. And unless you and I embody it, we will continue to be only this number here and so many people walking who are from the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No other prophets are coming for them. None. Those who are outside, no other prophets are coming for them. So who is their prophet? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You and I, we have to be the ones, the vehicle for change. And once we change ourselves, then we will be able to illuminate the hearts of those who are outside. We will be able to illuminate the hearts of our families, of our friends, of our children. And we are in a crisis. And that crisis is our children. If we are not embodying it, don't have false hopes. Do not have false hopes, my beloved brothers and sisters, that they're going to grow up and loving Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we are not cultivating it in our homes, do not have false hopes. The nature of us, the nature of human being, makes the home the first university for them. And so the condition of our home, if it is one way, and you know that it is not in accordance to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then work towards changing it. We can do it. It is not too late. We can change. We can make this change. And we can make this change together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us on this road back to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah cause us to be people who embody the qualities that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَكُولِ كَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَكْفِرُ لَهَا لِي وَلَكُمْ يَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَكْفِرِينَ اسْتَكْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Placing ultimate trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this attribute that Allah azza wa jal loves among the attributes, the many of the attributes in the Holy Quran, tawakkul. And so the first level of tawakkul is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His qualities and His attributes. Such as the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable and sufficient to rely on. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something and anything can only happen if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it to happen. So that is level number one. The second level of tawakkul is to the believer that every matter has a cause or a means. Some people give up utilizing these means due to their ignorance and think that this is reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This causes people to become like those who wait for a miracle to drop from the sky. Let us be realistic. if we want to achieve something, if we want to make a change in our own lives, we will have to do effort. We have to make effort. If we want a change, if we want a big house, you can come to the masjid and make dua, Ya Allah, bless me with a big house, bless me with a big house, bless me with a big house. But where's the effort with the dua? That is the understanding of tawakkul. You make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you make effort as well. Knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is behind you. Knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it happen because you put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. And the third level is to remain firm in relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I say this because we know from, it is said that when a servant is tried with difficulty, when we are tried with difficulty, depending on the nature of it, our first response perhaps is to pick up the phone and call someone. So we have a difficulty with a mechanical difficulty. I'm saying this to you because we all experience and we potentially all did this. But I want to reorient you and I to put tawakkul first. We have our transmission failed in our car. So we first instinct is to pick up the phone, perhaps look through the directory and we call a shop. Or we know someone, we call that person. But tawakkul now means we first turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I have this difficulty. And I beg of you, Ya Allah, to make it easy for me. So we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. We have a medical condition. We go all the doctors and when nothing worked, then we, Ya Allah, please help me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. But where is the tawakkul in it? And so today I want us to evaluate our response to the trials that Allah puts in front of us. And if we are not putting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, we put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Because this quality will rocket us. This quality will give us the assurance that Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone we need. We do not need anyone else. And so when the world is dipped into this abyss of degradation that it is going into, when the world is spinning like a whirlpool ready to suck everything in, we would not be people who will lose hope. We will be people who will reverse that because we have tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so if it looks, whenever we cannot find help from other sources, that is when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are reversing that today. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause you and I to be people of tawakkul, that we put Allah front and center of our affairs. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you're the only disposer of affairs. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our brothers and sisters, as we enjoy comfort here, in this part of the world, our brothers and sisters are dying in Yemen, or dying in Kashmir. They're dying all over the world, for senseless, for no reason at all. Connect with our ummah. Connect with the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Embody the qualities that Allah loves, so our du'as will be a weapon. As Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the du'a is a weapon for the believer. Why isn't our du'a being answered? Because our weapon is not sharp enough. We sharpen our weapon by embodying the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And you will see, my beloved brothers and sisters, just like the people who made Hajj, who gave up everything and made Hajj, just like as they do, putting tawakkul front and center, you and I will walk that same path. May Allah make this path easy for us. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar wa adkhilna al jannata ma'al abrar. Ya Azizu Ya Ghaffar Ya Rabbal Alamin. Allahumma arina al haqq haqqan warzuqna tiba'a wa arina al batila batilan warzuqna ijtinaba. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله واذكركم ورؤوه يستجب لكم ولا ذكر الله تعالى أعلى وعز وجل وهم وتم وأكبر وأكيم الصلاة.